Officer Ella French, who was shot and killed on Saturday night, another officer fighting for his life. His name has not been revealed at this time, but his family is asking that you just keep him in your prayers because he is truly in a fight for his life. Alderman Stephanie Coleman was interviewed by a number of news stations. I think it was that night, Alderman Coleman. I saw you seem very emotional, very shaken up by what had happened in your ward, and I can understand why. I think we all have been. Thank you for joining the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I hate that it is under these circumstances, and I hope I can come back and share the good news that's happening along in the 16th Ward.
I hope so, too. And I know you've been very involved in bringing investment to your community and trying to solve violence, the violence problem, in so many other ways. And those are worthy of conversations, too. If we have a chance to get to it, I hope we do. But just address what did happen this weekend right there in your ward and what you've heard about it.
You know, we started on a high with National Night Out on Tuesday, where we celebrated community partnerships, we celebrated our officers, and all of the hard work that our commanders and our sergeants and area detectives, it was just amazing on Tuesday, only to have it end with Officer French and her partners, and we are praying for both of their families, especially for him to return back to his family, but only for it to end on a routine traffic stop right there on 63rd and Bell, which is a major corridor with lots of businesses right next to Claremont School, for this young lady's life to be taken from us while she was not only on her caller duty, but while she was doing her job to serve and protect us. The passion and the emotion, I can't hold it back because her and I are just a few years apart. I could have been knocking on someone's door, and I could imagine never to not return home to my newborn baby or to my family just from doing what I love to do, and that's serving my community.
Mm-hmm. I think so many of us feel that way. She's doing her job. She seemed to have everything we've heard about her so far, her brother speaking out. You probably heard some of what he said, if not talked to him directly, about what kind of person she was, committed to helping and giving back. She wanted the best for people. She didn't want to see a whole bunch of people locked up. She wanted to serve. She wanted to protect. She wanted to enforce the laws, but she also wanted to come up with solutions and new paths for people. Like she was that kind of officer that just seemed like approaching the job from the kind of perspective that we need. You know, we need that. And there are so many of these officers on the force already, and we need more. And when you think about a young life like that being lost just by doing her job, getting out of the car, traffic stop, and it's over, it's just so heartbreaking to all of us here in the city, not just for those of the members of the police force who say that they're getting shot at untold record, near record numbers, Stephanie, but also that, you know, it's just a time in a moment in our city's history. And I wonder how we go from here. What are people in your ward talking to you about? What do they say? What's the reaction to something like this?
You can only imagine our community, especially in the 16th Ward, and those homeowners in the West Englewood and Chicagoland area are afraid to even come outside and sit on their porch and watch their grandchildren and children play on the block that they have been living on for the last 30 to 40, and even in some cases over there, 60 years. Mm-hmm. We're in trouble. Mm-hmm. It's time for our city, not only our leadership, our mayor, our governor, our federal leadership, it's time for us to really come together and figure out how we are going to save our city and heal this city. And if we let an opportunity with the American Recovery Fund dollars and not address communities like Englewood, West Englewood, North Lawndale, Roseland, Humble Park, Garfield Park, if we don't address the challenges and disadvantages that these communities has faced due to disinvestment over the last 50 to 60 years, we might as well pack it on up and move out of the country.
What are the goals of the American recovery dollars you mentioned? Do we have some of that committed to try to help in communities like yours?
Well, I can say that the Chicago Aldermanic Black Caucus We have our plan that we have submitted to our budget chair, as well as dozens of other of my colleagues in the city council, where we are very intentional in addressing those communities and addressing, making sure that we're righting the wrongs that what COVID has done to our communities. Because what COVID has done, it has highlighted, and it has brought, given us a bigger lens on a national level of what this pandemic has done, but also the disadvantages in our communities, mm-hmm. a lack of access to quality health care. Hence, 60636 and 29 are some of the most under-vaccinated zip codes there is in the city of Chicago, which, by the way, is where this shooting, where this devastation happened. Mm-hmm. Our schools, our children not even going to virtual class. In the 60636, 21, 29, black and brown children. So we've got health care. We've got education. We're not going to even address how the treasurer just announced that 8,000 tax delinquents right in the 16th ward, the most in the city of Chicago. So we've just talked about housing insecurity. We've talked about education. And we've talked about access to health care.
Yeah, I hear
you. Just in the last 18 months.
Right. And here we are. You mentioned where the devastation happened. There are a lot of businesses there, and you've heard from different folks in the neighborhood. Is this an area where you typically do see this particular street, this particular spot? Is this an area where you see violence break out a lot?
This is not. At 63rd and Bell, which is just a couple of blocks east of 63rd and Western, this is where we bridge the gap with our black and brown communities. This is the cutoff with West Englewood and Chicagoland. A few years ago, this was the home of a Jewel Osco, a movie theater, and a Sears store, a Mega Sears, where I counted about 300 jobs. This was the home where students from Harper High School, from Gage Park, from Tillman, where high school students were able to go to work at the movie theater, you know, some 10 to 15 years ago. This is the area that I grew up in. I opened my first checking account when I was a child at that TCF bank, where I would go to the Monday matinee with my mother. This is that type of community. This is what Englewood and Chicagoland, we're a community of love, of generations, of unity. And when we get the back eye, it gives our city a black eye, but the only solution is investment. When we invest in people, Chicago wins.
Alderman Coleman, I want to ask you about something. Do you have a few more minutes for me? Because I got to pause here for just a moment. And then on the other side, I want to ask you about one of the issues you hear time and time again that reform bills and our reform legislation and efforts are trying to lead to is rebuilding trust within communities of color and the police department. And it feels to me as if we're sort of at an all-time low or close to it right now with the relationship between police and certain in communities of color. It feels that way to me. I wonder how it feels to you, and I want to ask you what you've noticed and why it is the way it is. And in just a second, you have a second for us?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Coleman there is with us, Stephanie Coleman, her ward, the area where the shooting took place of the two police officers. Speaking with Alderman Stephanie Coleman, it's in her ward where this happened. The two police officers were shot over the weekend, Saturday, about 9 o'clock in the evening. She says it isn't the kind of area you regularly see this kind of crime, exactly where this happened, but that's the way it is. I'm looking here, Alderman Coleman. 224 says our leaders have degraded the way people view the police. Last summer, they allowed BLM crowds to almost kill officers at Buckingham Fountain. She never actively pursued finding those people, prosecuting them. In effect, letting people know it's okay to abuse and attack the police. It doesn't matter. I don't know if I put everything on our leaders. I don't know what you think about that particular perspective, but it certainly does seem as if we are where we are. And the police certainly would blame some of our leaders for saying they don't have our back. They don't care about us. They make it seem like it is okay to go after police. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that we are in a day of we don't have the time, and I certainly don't have the energy to point fingers. We're all responsible. We have all failed. Police, leadership, now is the time that we get ourselves in order and together and do just that, work together. When any time an officer who sacrificed their lives every day to serve and protect us, and just so we're clear, I am so convinced that we have 12,000 way more great officers than that small demographic of those not so good ones on the force, that during their job, a regular routine traffic stop, when people feel the need, and I believe that it is substance abuse, that is the root of this, in addition to disinvestment, but when a young person feels the need where they can't control themselves or their psyche to simply hand over their license and vehicle registration to a young lady doing her job, and now she is not going to return to her newborn child or to her family, we're in trouble. And we can't blame or point fingers. What we have to do is come together and get it together and work together and heal this city.
I hear on that. I think Alderman Coleman, they have corrected that she was not a new mom. Doesn't make her death any worse or less valuable. But I just wanted to clear up that record because I thought that too. And I know they've cleared that up. Still, I mean, lost her life in cold blood, and it's over for her. And that's the point you're making. I get it. It's a sad day. It's sad what happens in Englewood as well all the time. You've got this isn't the first life that you've mourned. It won't be the last, sadly. And there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I am still just 3 days ago before Officer French's life was taken. I have a mistaken four-year-old who was accidentally shot and killed by her relative, by two children playing with a gun. You know, again, these are circumstances, and it all goes back to righting the wrongs of what has happened to our communities. 50, 60 years ago. It all goes back to investment. Mm-hmm. I look at Wes Pullman, who celebrated crime-free because of all of the wonderful investment that has taken place in that area with a comprehensive development plan. I am simply crying out for someone to look at Englewood and look at neighborhoods like Englewood and Lawndale and see the need to allocate the dollars and invest in the people. Mm-hmm. When we invest in people, we invest in our city, we invest in the hope and the healing of our city.
And Alderman Coleman, where would you put those dollars now to make the biggest impact?
Oh, right now in 60636 and 21. If it were up to me, right now. Looking at major corridors and then looking at the residential blocks to complement those corridors, getting and stopping the exodus of African Americans leaving our city so that we give them another option and another give them quality housing, high quality housing to come back to our city.
Is there any way you can tell people how they might be able to help? If someone's listening right now and they say, you know what, I'd like to help out, what is something they can do?
Well, the first thing you can do is give me a call at 773-306-1981 and visit us online at www.16thward.org. And I am here. I want to work with any and everyone, from the youngest to the eldest, if you're from L.A. or from Dubai. Please help us in Chicago. I'm not too proud to say that we need help. We don't have it all together, but certainly together we have it all.
Alderman Stephanie Coleman, thank you for the time today, and I am sorry about what happened there and your loss in the ward there. It is a bad day for the city, and I know you're not unaccustomed to this kind of violence around you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.